Welcome back, guys.
Wow.
A big, heavy sigh.
That was.
Well, sometimes just, you know, getting ready. Are we live? Is this on? Is that on? Is the mic up? Is the person on the phone? Or, you know, it gets very stressful. And then finally, when you're live, it doesn't matter if any of those things are going on because you're live.
Because this is live.
If they're done, they're done. If they're not, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, time to get the show on the road, people.
It's time to go.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy DeBono. You're listening to Kathy is in the Kathy DeBono Show. I'm here with my associate producers, Jill and Becca.
Hello.
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 And so last week, I just wanted to kick off real quick because this is what's on my mind. Last week, I asked the listeners for advice about my car.
Did you get any?
I have a really, you know, cool 99 CRV, Honda CRV. And it's a 99, so it's at that age where it's needing all kinds of repairs and stuff. And I got an estimate on my radiator, and I've been known to, you know, fix a few things. I'm kind of a little fix-it, do-it-yourselfer.
It's true.
No kidding.
So I got really curious, and I kind of secretly always wanted to learn car mechanics anyway. So this was my opportunity. So I decided, and based on some advice from some folks were like, screw it, don't do that yourself. It's too much work. Pay $500.
That was me. I was one of those people.
And there were some Facebook people who felt that way as well. And then there were others who were like, you can do it yourself. Ah, screw that. That's too much money. So actually, I'm going to say I think both answers were right. You know, because I'm in the middle of the job. And here's what happens, guys. It looks like you're going to remove some hoses and remove some electrical wiring and then replace the part and put everything back where it was. And that's easy. But to get to that stuff, you have to remove other stuff. And to remove that other stuff, you have to remove other stuff.
Which is why you pay $500.
Right. Well, I had to go keep buying a new tool or a new thing or a new gadget or a new this. Still, I'm under $250.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So, but your car would have been fixed by now.
And it's in pieces in the driveway.
It is. But here's the thing. I'm secretly loving it. Like, it's so much fun to get under the hood. It's not fun to be like, God dang it, there's a bolt right there. I'm a hair away from being able to do it, and I can't get it. But it's really, really satisfying for me to get under the hood and see how all the parts go together and go, oh, that just runs to that. Oh, that runs to that. It's kind of like a language. You're learning the language of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can look at it that way, for sure.
Oh, sure. Sure. So whose air conditioner doesn't work in their car right now?
Mine.
And who did you ask to take a look at it?
Well, I was going
to
go.
Who did you ask to take a look at it?
You.
Okay. See, there's.
You.
That's the value of it, right? I mean.
No, it's true. I was sitting outside eating Reese's Pieces, watching you fix the car. And it was not. And I held a flashlight for you.
You did. You held a
flashlight. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could tell you like doing it. But, you know, you look like. What's the character in the Peanuts that has the dust following him all around?
Pigpen.
There's no lack of grease or dirt.
It's pretty funny. But no, I completely understand how it can. It's empowering to be able to fix your own car yourself.
It is. I don't know. I've always secretly felt like we should know how to do these things. Because don't we as women get taken advantage of? Even if we're not going to do them, like, I probably will never have to do it again myself for as long as I live. But if I did, I can. And if I don't, if someone tries to overcharge me, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, like, for example, last year, I needed to get my oil changed. And like an idiot, I went to Jiffy Lube.
Uh-huh.
Am I allowed to, like...
Yes. This
okay,
is a true story.
Don't ever go to Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube sucks.
Go to Easy Lube.
Well, this is...
The Jiffy Lube in this specific location. Because I went there to get my oil changed. And what they do is they're like, oh, sure, we'll change your oil. But you also need a new battery and a new air filter and a new blah, blah, blah. So they gave me this bill for $500. And I was like, I thought that the oil change was $29.95. Like, what is going on? So... I called Kathy and pretended she was my mom.
And I
gave the phone to the guy and I said, you need to talk to my mom about this. And Kathy, you know, gave it to him over the phone and was like,
I was like, well, why don't you explain to me? Well, okay,
yeah.
she told, you know, my daughter told me, my daughter
Which
told me your estimates and tell me, you know, what the costs are. And he couldn't.
Yeah, they just try to basically screw you out of...
It was a lie. He tried to tell me changing an air filter was going to be close to $400.
Yeah, and then, like other fluid...
In what universe do you live in?
Yeah, and then, like, other kinds of fluid changes, whatever, that would cost, you know, $30 or whatever, like, just to buy it myself and do it, but they were charging me. And, you know, as a woman, as a single woman going into this place, they... you know, made the right assumption, I guess, that I don't know anything about cars. And so they were just going to,
I also think they saw that you were a nice Jewish girl and they probably knew.
You were a young 20-something girl with a clearly Jewish last name. And let's face it, in most places, but especially in L.A., these are the families with resources. And so
I wouldn't even say necessarily that. I would say they know that most of these girls don't know how much anything costs and they just say fix it, you know, because that's sort of a classic stereotype.
Well, when someone's looking at you and says, I'm the only one with the knowledge to fix your problem and this is a problem I know you have to fix.
Right.
They can put any price tag on it.
It's true.
Now, this attitude that I'm talking about right now, I learned this from my dad. My dad, not only was he a cop, but he was also a used car salesman. Mm-hmm. And he was one of those, like, you know, honest to a fault kind of guys.
And he knows how to do everything. Like, how to fix things and what costs what.
Well, he knew how to teach me and my mom and my two sisters, you know, living with all women, what men would do in that business because of what women don't know because mm-hmm. they're not around that business or mm-hmm. those skills. And it's not hard. It's not like you need to go to school or whatever. You just need to open the hood of your car, look underneath it, get your owner's manual, and do a little preliminary reading about how the thing works.
Yeah, but to be fair, a lot of this is time consuming and time is money for people. And if you have no interest in it, you're not about to take out a manual or go on YouTube or do any of that. Or do you even have the interest? So you just go, I don't have time for this. I don't want to take 4 hours out of my life to figure out how to fix a car or to do this.
Which is exactly why I said I think everybody was right. Both answers were right. Because all the things you just said are really valid.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, that's really valid.
And that's how I grew up. Like my dad is a dentist and that's his area of expertise. And he worked, you know, overtime, full time at in a dental office, running his own business. So for him to fix his own car, just it didn't make sense for him to spend the time to do that when he could be working on patients.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Well, that's why I'm advocating right now for learning just basic costs of items and the basic idea of what it takes to fix them. Because when you called me from Jiffy Lube and they were like, oh, I need an air filter. My bill's going to be almost $500. I was like, are you crazy?
Right. And you know, and I called my dad too. And my dad was like, are you crazy too? And I was like, well, Dad, you never taught me this stuff. But so I think there's a happy medium. Like, I don't need to know how to remove a radiator and put a new one in, but I do need to know how to do certain things that are very basic that are going to keep me from being completely naive and...
Well, okay, for example, like last year, I had some leak in my car, okay? And I took it to a mechanic, and he, without even really looking, said, oh, your heater core is broken. And I was like... okay, you didn't even really look. And he goes, that's what it is. It's the heater core. And I was like, okay, how much is that going to cost? And he's like, oh, $350. And I was like, okay. So I went back home and I researched it. And I was like, you know what? He's not right. That's not what this is. The stuff online saying if the heater core is blah, 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 it's going to be this. So I figured out that it was just a condensation tube was clogged. And guess what? I went on Yelp and I did my research and mm-hmm. I found a mechanic that has really good reviews. I took it there. I said, I think this thing is clogged, but this mm-hmm. guy says it's my heater core. Can you look at it? And he comes back in 2 minutes later and he goes, yeah, the tube was clogged. We cleaned it out. No charge. Your heater core is fine. Jerko was going to charge me $350 to do something that didn't need to be done. And he knew, I'm sure he would have just found out that the tube was clogged
you anyway.
And he would have done it anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what that story reminded me of? Like, I do that kind of research when it's my body. Like, if there's like a weird, like if there, you know, like my own body. Like, if I have...
And this is my exact
like Web
point.
MD.
This is my exact point. Like, this is, now with the internet, I know it sounds so old, now that there's the internet these days, but now that we do have the internet, there's no excuse for not doing due diligence on particular research so that you just are informed and out there in the world. Mm-hmm. When it boils down to the mechanics, mostly, I'm going to tell you it's about safety. Like, what if your car dies, you pull over in the middle of the night somewhere, and you don't know the first thing about... There's probably like 5 or 10 things you could know that in a situation like that, that if you know, you can save yourself and get out of there.
Right.
So, I'm just advocating for people to have faith in themselves and empower themselves with just a little bit of knowledge. Sometimes we look at the unknown, like what's under the hood of a car, and we think, oh my God, there's no possible way. But mm-hmm. you take something piece by piece, you take it apart piece by piece, see how it fits together piece by piece, and then you learn that you are capable of anything. And what does this have to do with self-empowerment? Well, it's the exact same way that I encourage people to take a look at themselves and the way their minds work and the way they navigate their lives. You can learn a lot from learning the mechanics under the hood of a car. We're going to go to break right now. All right, Jill keeps changing her hand signals, people.
No, I don't.
Sometimes it spins in a circle. Sometimes it's one hand. Sometimes it's a whole hand.
Okay, it's been this. Becca has not been the same ever since.
I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, Becca doesn't want to get in the middle. This always means 1 minute.
I'm going to give you little cards.
30 seconds.
I'm going to get you little cards that you can hold
this
up.
This is good. This happens every week.
That would be that. That's a good solution.
They give me 8 cards that I can juggle around so that Kathy knows when we go to break.
So did you ever hear from, we were going to have a guest today, but she wasn't around when we called her.
Yes.
So we're not sure if she's going to be on today, but that's okay because we got tons of fun stuff we're going to talk about. Jill and I watched the season opener for The Real Housewives of New York City. And I can't wait to talk about the characters in this show because, as you know, I love to look at the psychology of what's going on with each one of them. Let's have a talk about that when we get back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Lagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Lagaspot.com. Lagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Don't look at me like that. That's the chair's fault.
Yeah, the chair bumped into the desk.
You gotta see this, people. It's amazing in here. The furniture moves.
by itself. Yeah.
Real Housewives of New York City. Who watched it last night?
Me.
Who watched it? Hey, if you watched it, will you tweet me?
It's her name. It's Kathy DeBono. And if you just even kind of try to Google her name, it will come up. So tweet her.
If you even just kind of try. It's CHEHY DEBUONO.
Do it, people. I have the Twitter open. Do it. I will read your tweet. And if you're too afraid, well, who cares? Because your name isn't your Twitter name anyway. So nobody will know who you are.
Actually, I just got a tweet because I tweeted that we were going to talk about the Housewives.
Excuse me.
And the ladies at the Lesbian Lounge tweeted, not the same without my girl, Jill Zarin. And I totally agree.
Here's what happened to Jill Zarin.
I love Jill.
Jill's
personally,
great.
I love Jill.
I don't know how many of you out there watch New York, the Housewives or any of these reality shows. I love to watch them because I love to watch them because they are a study in human behavior. And they give us an opportunity to, like, watch the human beast in their natural environment. You know, all of these different reality shows are in a different culture, right? So there's like the Jersey Shore. It's a totally different culture than like the Real Housewives of New York City, which then you come over to Mob Wives, and that is another completely different culture.
Atlanta, OC.
All of them. So that's why I find this fascinating,
Hills.
Because I watch them through the eyes of where do I think these people are, you know, coming from? What are their motivating factors? I just adore and am fascinated by studying the psychology of people. So these are like great and entertaining ways to do it. And Jill Zarin, what happened to her last year was she learned how to stay out of the drama. So you know what that makes you? That makes you not interesting TV.
And what was the other lady that was on last year that was like totally cool? What was her name? And she was chill and was like,
oh, wait,
these
the model?
Ladies are crazy. I don't know.
She wasn't. She had a squirrel loose.
No. The one with the, she had twins.
Oh, right.
She was only on for
even,
one season, but they got rid of
her. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, because she was so boring, but also awesome because she didn't get involved in anything. Remember
but here's the thing.
Right.
If you're awesome because you don't get involved in anything and you're not dramatic, then being on a reality TV show and being on TV, period, is not your thing.
You know we could do, I'm just interrupting you really quickly because we talk about reality TV on this show a lot. And I think it's, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it, but we ought to have Annie back on just to talk, our friend Annie Price, who we had on with her wife, and they were talking about wanting to adopt a baby. But she produces a lot of reality TV, and we're about to be on a reality TV show, actually, in a month.
Right.
And
just
I can...
Just one episode of something called Real Life the Musical on July 7th, right? Oprah Winfrey Network.
On July 7th, but I have to tell you, we were... And Becca was a part of it, and John and all of our friends were interviewed and were a part of this reality TV show. And to actually be in it and to see how it's done, you know, people...
It's forced reality.
It is forced reality, but I have to tell you that these, you know, the situations that I was put in were real, meaning I wasn't
stressful.
Warned. I was not given any clue as to what I would be doing.
Well, of course not. But then they can't watch you.
They can't watch you stumble
into whatever obstacle.
Right. But I'm making
you.
The point to say this because everyone always says, "Oh, this is all scripted." And I'm not to say that it isn't to some degree.
Here's the degree to which it's scripted. And you're right. We should have Annie back on and talk about this sometime because she can give us more details. But the degree that it is scripted is to the degree that they must control the environment in order to shoot that particular scene, right? So let's say, you know, like on The Real Housewives, there's Luann comes in today and the other women are sitting at the table. She tells a story. The new woman arrives and Luann gets up and leaves so that they can then talk about it. Well, of course, that was all set up by the producers. Like, you guys are going to have lunch and we want you to fill in these three ladies about this experience of your life. And then we want you to get up and leave. And then you're going to sit down and join and then you guys are going to.
Well, I think it's even less. I think it's just based on what I went through. And again, this is.
You think it's even less than that?
I think it's even less than that. I think they held back. The woman who came later, Heather, they held her back.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't tell her anything. Luann knew she had to get up as soon as she got there, but they didn't tell her anything. They just said, wait, hold on, and then they sent her in. Like, but what they do is they constantly ambush you. That is what reality TV is.
And they manage the where and the when and the how, but they don't manage the what.
So exactly. Basically, it's a controlled reality. It's a reality that is under the control of the producer. So the characters within that reality are actually reacting to real situations that they're put in. However, the situations are manipulated by the people producing that reality.
Right.
Exactly.
The where, the when,
I just
how,
sounded
right?
so smart.
You are smart. But it's like,
wow.
See, the way it's interesting to have been a part of a reality show because we as, you know, for those of you who don't know, we are also actors. We are sometime actors. And it's not entirely different from that yet. Because they have their eye on the story the whole time. There are people who are specifically looking at the story and where the gaps are and what we need to focus on and how we need to fill in. So all those interviews that you see of the women talking to the camera in between all these scenes that are happening, that happens after the fact.
Of course.
And then they're filling in the gaps of the story and the emotion that isn't happening. So like when I did Real Life, I had to go and do interviews about it. And I had to then talk about what happened.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
well,
true.
Okay, so that's to the extent that which it's real. So,
right.
So they have these relationships, and these women are really living their lives, and they don't create things like their careers or their... They don't manifest things like their careers or like this person's going to go over there and be really mean to that person. I think that happens on some shows, but I think for the most part, that's kind of like a safety net. I don't think that's normally like how it goes down. I think they're put in real situations in these people's real lives because they know that this is a perfect recipe of personalities that are going to bring interesting things to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they do those. Anyway, so we watched the first episode of Real Housewives New York City today, and they have a whole bunch of new women on there. And I think what we realized was Ramona is still on there.
Oh my God, she's crazy as a, I don't know what.
Ramona, Ramona now is really threatened by the fact that all the women that they now brought on the show are women who've already accomplished something. They're not women, like reality TV right now has turned into people come on, they come on a reality show, they don't have much going on, they gather 1,000,000,000 Twitter followers and they get really well known.
And then they make up a, like and a wine a company book. Or something.
Right.
Or a clothing line.
Or a cookbook.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now they have everyone's attention, so that attention is money and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But what they did now is they actually got women who actually accomplished something. So they have, let's see, they have Carol, who wrote a New York Times bestseller. And
who's also connected to the Kennedys, of course, which makes her glamorous.
Yeah, her husband who died was Jackie O's nephew.
Oh, boy. Right.
And she used to work at ABC News with Peter Jennings, and she's had a, you know, this New York Times bestseller list book already. So it was interesting, as Ramona started to meet these women, she kept talking about what a good mother she was, and she kept getting insulted by people talking about their careers.
Yeah, but then she felt absolutely fine in bringing up her career at every turn, but told them not to talk about it.
Well, I don't think Ramona really has a career.
She make like her own brand of Pinot Grigio?
Oh my God, we came up with a new drinking game.
Oh, we came up with a new game. Yes.
Every time she says Pinot Grigio, you have to drink, and she said it.
Does it have to be Pinot Grigio?
No, you can drink whatever you want, but
it can be wheatgrass, Becca.
So now whenever I order Pinot Grigio at a restaurant, I say I'll have a Ramona. Because her name to me is so synonymous with Pinot Grigio.
And that would make her really happy.
Yes, I know.
But it's also really sad if you think about it.
I do find Ramona is a conundrum for me because she's the way she's developed, the personality she's developed on the outside to navigate her world is very irritating and very, very shallow, affected, irritating. She is so disconnected from her center. And then when you watch her and you hear her talk about her life, you realize this woman is terrified to get connected to her center. I don't even think she knows that. She is so committed to the illusion and the affectation of who she is.
How do you think people become like that?
But Luann's the same way. Yeah, how do people become like that? But the bigger question is, when they watch this, like when this stuff actually airs and they see how they're being portrayed, because they've now done this for a few years, how do they react to this?
I would
pay to watch them watch this show.
Well, then that's also going to depend on each person's insides. Like Ramona reacts to it. Ramona is on high defense all the time.
And I think she's on another planet. Like I don't.
Well, she's also a little drunk all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think.
Allegedly.
I think. In my opinion, I think when these women, some of them watch, especially the most unstable ones, watch themselves on TV, I don't think that their perceptions or their perspective on themselves are what we see.
No, it's not, because they would have to then go, wow.
I need to make some changes in my life. I don't think that that's
it
at
did,
all.
It did to Jill Zarin. I think Jill
it
saw
did,
herself,
and then,
she
get kicked off the show.
It did to Jill Zarin. She grew personally,
and now, boom,
she's not on a reality show.
Yeah. But Kathy, I really am interested to know your opinion on this. How do you think people become someone like, you know, Ramona, where you're, you know, so, I mean, we can talk, I know, you know, this segment's almost over, but something to think about. How do people become like this, and how can you get out of it? Like, you become so wrapped up in your own shenanigans that you lose your center, you lose yourself, and you become so dictated by fear.
One of the things, well, let's talk about Ramona specifically to answer your question. Ramona has gotten so caught up in the materialism of like the physical realm. Mm-hmm. Or the things that we see as success in the physical realm, meaning career, designer clothing, and not just Ramona, there's a lot of women like this. Career, designer clothing, status, all that stuff, you know, words like princess or countess and things like that. They get all very, very caught up in that being the value of who they are or what life is about, and completely, completely forget about that it has nothing to do with their core center as a human being. What I would love to do is take the Real Housewives of New York City and require that they wear like a gray sweatshirt and gray sweatpants and no shoes mm-hmm. whatsoever. You know, like remember from the 70s, like those really dull sweatsuits, gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, no makeup, no hair, you know, very clean, comfortable, and all meet in a room and sit in a circle and see what happens.
Oh my gosh. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
They would have nothing but themselves in the room. And what we would watch is all of them struggle to figure out how to not be that, but how to remember to be the persona that they created.
Well, because they spend most of their time talking about how the other one looks and what they're wearing and the shoes and their nails and their jewelry and all that. So I like that idea.
Well, yeah, and it's who they are and it's where they find their value and it's how they one-up each other. And what if that wasn't on the table? What if all the stuff in the physical realm wasn't on the table? All right, we'll be right back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
There's something about that whispering that is sort of... I know there's something that gives me a creepy feeling, and I love CBS, and it's a cool
it's daring,
intro, but it's
daring
just,
you to believe. Damn it!
I know it's just. It,
are you
it
allowed to say
me.
That?
Damn it! Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Well, I guess we'll find out later.
Good Lord, I know Maya Madison. We had on last week. She made CBS's bells and whistles go off with her language all the time.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? She's a comedian.
Yeah, she is a comedian.
So, anywho, you guys, this is what we're gonna do. Jill has this problem. We're going to talk about it. We're all going to figure out how to help solve the problem. And you're going to tweet me your answers at CathyDebuono.
You guys are all a bunch of wimps. Nobody's tweeted.
Twitter. Well, maybe people don't tweet anymore. Is Twitter
yes,
over?
They do.
Is
no.
Twitter over? That's the next question.
What's the newest thing? Pinterest.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with Pinterest.
I know you are.
And then Pinterest to me is some sort of...
I can't get into it.
Oh, I'll invite you. You
I
have to be invited.
Tried. You know why I haven't tried? I can't take on another thing.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Can't we just pick one thing and stick with it?
All right. Let's talk about Jill's problem.
I was about to go off. All right. So, yes, Jill has this issue. Jill goes to the gym each day.
Well, do you want to wait until we have your mom on so that we don't have to repeat the story?
You know, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing.
Oh.
But she's got this one guy that comes into her classes with this one particular issue. And I thought of my mom because I want to know what my mom would do in this situation. So we're going to call Lynn right now.
All right.
For the check-in with Lynn segment.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I love your mom.
Dr. Dayton's office.
Oh, how professional you sound.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, hello, girls. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I thought you guys are early, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are a little early, I guess.
See, you're just like Jill. You're very organized. You're early, aren't you?
Yes.
Were you supposed to call me in 6 minutes?
Yes, because I wasn't ready. I have patience here. What's going on?
You're going to have to ask your patients to wait for a second because Jill has a little issue with some guy at the gym, and I think you're the right person to give her advice on it.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. here's what happens, Lynn. So a few weeks ago, I'm in the gym working out in this class, and the class has already started, and it's kind of full. And like 10 minutes in, this guy walks in, and there's a tiny little space sort of, I'd say, 5 to 6 feet in front of me. And he goes over there, and he smells horrible.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not talking about just smelling sweaty like he's been working out. He smells like there's a rotting animal strapped to his body someplace. So I literally started dry heaving about, I'm not exaggerating. Like, I could not take it after about 10 minutes. So I picked up all my stuff and moved, like, toward the end of the class into a whole different side of the room. Now, since that's happened, he, for some reason, seems to want to work out next to me and sit next to me in every single class that I take. And it's like, it makes your eyes water. It's so bad. So,
okay. Did you tell him to get lost?
No, well, see, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Like, I feel uncomfortable saying something to him. I don't know if I should say something, if I should tell the instructor.
This has been a conversation in our house for weeks now, Ma.
Why don't you, listen.
Dougal won't even go to that class anymore.
A bar of soap or a little container of deodorant and give it to him.
Really? Do you think that's the...
That's subtle, Ma. That's
a little passive aggressive.
What if he thinks just trying to date him, though? You can't give him a gift. That's a gift.
No. A gift? Would that be a gift if someone gave
it? It'd be a gift for Jill.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, honestly, how would you handle that? Like, if this is someone
Remember when you were going to yoga all the time, Ma? What if that were happening?
Yes.
What would you do? You're going to yoga, and it's consistently happening. You've paid for this studio and the studio and time. What would you do?
Well, first of all...
Because I know how you are with smelly things.
Yes. I would dry heave also. That's a given.
You would probably completely throw up.
Yes, I probably would. But the only thing, I mean, really, that you can do is who runs the class? You can speak to them.
Talk to them, and what do I say to them? Do I just
tell them, this person, I can't even work out. The smell is horrendous, and he just seems to follow me around.
Okay, so just let them handle it. Because, see, my thing is I see him almost every day, and so I don't want to... You know, like, I'm afraid to be direct because I don't want to...
She's afraid she'll end up in an episode of The Forensic Files when the stinky guy follows her back to her car.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... And I think he likes me, so it's even more uncomfortable.
I think he's gearing up to ask me out on a date.
Yeah.
Well, do you like my scent?
Has he said anything to you at all?
We had a spin class a couple of weeks ago, and there was... Of course, he came and sat down right next to me.
Oh.
And I literally, like, 30 seconds later... picked up all my stuff, and as I was leaving, he goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is there something wrong with the bike? And I was like, yeah, the thing isn't working.
Oh, no. See, now, Jill, no. You should...
Just tell him you stink?
Do it. What would you say?
Well, I would say, no, nothing's wrong. I just, I have to go.
I have to go two rows up.
Like, I have to go to the bathroom and throw up
smell. This bike is not comfortable. I'm moving to the other.
Even though all the bikes are all the same. This is my point. It's like,
you should get the hint eventually. But I would definitely know. Speak to whoever runs the class.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's what we did. I agree.
I mean, really, what else can you possibly do?
Other than talking to him directly, I think that's the best advice.
We have a Twitter follower that says, stick a note on his back.
Stick a note on his back.
Right.
You stink.
Someone tell me
childish.
I smell.
Yeah, like...
Do you have a locker there and stuff like that?
Yeah, we
have... Although he would be in the men's locker room. Never mind. I was going to say, seriously, leave some kind of bathing items.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't... I wonder if there's, like, he has a medical problem. That's why there's a part of me that feels kind of bad, because I'm like, maybe he has some...
You should hear them talking about, like, there's a group of our friends that she goes to these classes to, and they talk about it, like, they have meetings about it. Like, do you think he's got a rotting body part inside of
him? Yeah, I mean, honestly... It's that bad. I've never experienced something so horrifically awful in my life. And as direct as I am, as you know, I have no mm-hmm. problem sharing my opinions.
Oh, sure.
I really don't, when it comes to stuff like this, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, I don't.
Right.
I am.
Well, that's the tricky part about it, because, you know, you do feel badly and you want to do the right thing. But you're not getting, you're going to this class because you want to do your what you want to do, you're paying for it, and you can't even do that.
So yeah.
I would speak to whoever owns the place or whatever, the manager, whoever's in charge, and
all right.
see what they suggest.
This is one of the ways, the reason I said let's call in about this, because this is one of the ways, and what Jill reminds me, now this is very Freudian, okay, whatever, but Jill reminds me of my mom in a lot of ways. They have a lot of the same
kinds of traits. Compliment. Thank you.
Well, it is. And then then there's other ways that you're totally different. But there's a large structural fundamental kind of way in which they're the same. And when you came home and told me about the smelly guy, just the way you looked reminded me of the way my mother would look when she smells something that disgusts her. My mother will be in the kitchen, you know, as a teenager. I remember her, I'd be up in my room and she'd walk down the hallway from the kitchen up into the, and you'd smell something. What is that?
God, yeah.
It stinks in there. It stinks.
Well,
it's disgusting.
I have this big nose for a reason. But it's just,
it's
very offensive.
What was
and any little odor will have me.
I'm the same. I'm totally the same.
It's disgraziad, she'd say.
Yes.
Now, you were just in New Orleans when it gets really hot. It's rather stinky in the French Quarter.
Yes, it did. It was got raunchy.
It got raunchy?
It did get raunchy.
Did you have
fun?
I
absolutely loved it. Loved it. Except for the heat. I mean, that stifled me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I did go to my blues club and all of that.
I thought you went to the Hustler Club.
What the? Oh, please. They invited me in. Could you imagine?
What'd they do?
They wouldn't let her in.
No, they invited me in.
They invited you in.
Well, you look
they
like
invited me in, and I said, listen, catch me the next time I come down.
Did you go to the cemetery?
I did not because we did take a lot of tours, but we didn't have enough time to do all of them, and it was 107 degrees with the humidity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do as many outside tours as I wanted to because we just couldn't stand it.
And you've been known to have, you know, public displays of heat stroke in inappropriate moments.
Yes, I didn't want another rerun of Yankee Stadium, thank you. But I went to the Civil War Museum, World War II Museum, their plantations, took a boat ride. We walked the French Quarter until my feet were like three times the size because it was so hot. But I did love it.
That's awesome.
It.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yes, it was great fun. So
now what? Did you get drunk? Did you pick up a guy? Did you go, what'd you do?
Well, it was too warm for that stuff.
Oh, I see.
To pick up a guy or to get drunk?
It wasn't the right weather for picking up men.
Yeah, it wasn't the right weather, no. But I'll tell you, there was a little chick in the doorway shaking her buns on Bourbon Street, and I'm like, where is your mother?
That's awesome.
Is this what you want to do with your life?
Did you want
She had this, yeah. And she's just shaking it, and they say, if you like what you see, come on in. I'm like, really?
Did you want to grab her by the ear?
How dare you? What?
Did you want to grab her by the ear and send her back home?
Yes, I would like to. I really would have liked to. Stupid little idiot.
A little idiot.
I like how you talk, Lynn.
Yeah.
You too, huh?
That's all right.
Like it is, kiddo.
Well... So what are you doing?
That's it today, girls, huh? Nothing else?
No, not really. Hey, are you watching The Real Housewives this year? We want you to watch them. We're going to do little recaps here on the show. So now you have an assignment.
Come on.
We want to hear what you have to say, though, because you're
right.
In New York.
Right.
So these are your people, Lynn.
Not really.
They are what, did you say?
They are not her people.
Well, no, I mean they're the people that live near you.
Jill, you better watch that.
All right.
No, I know what you mean.
All right.
But believe me, they're not my people.
I know.
I despise that. I despise it. You know how I feel about the Jersey Shore. Don't even start. Let me get started on those morons.
I know. Well, that's why we love you. All right. Well, we wanted to check in with you because it's been a while. We'll hit you up in a later show.
All right, Ma.
Okay.
We love you.
We love you, too.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
She's cute.
She's so awesome.
I love
your mommy.
You know what I want to do? I want to call my mom from home and get her to talk about something when she doesn't know she's on the air, and I want to record it.
You know what I noticed?
In all of her glory.
You know what I noticed about you, Kathy? When the second you get on the phone with your mom, you have a New York accent. I don't know if anybody else heard it, but you said class. And I was
really?
Oh, yeah. It's
class.
Well, sometimes I'm just imitating my mom, too.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Oh.
I like it.
All right, guys. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Take us out.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's blagaspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
All right. All right. So
it's just very intense.
Well,
this is an intense show, so I think it fits.
Oh, yeah. It's super intense.
Super intense.
Oh, my God. Well, we were stood up today, you guys.
We were stood up.
We were stood up.
Our feelings are hurt.
And you know what's funny is this woman contacted us and asked to be on the show. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to protect her now. There's nothing. This is just true facts.
I looked into
her. She was great. I wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, but she called us. And I'm just thinking like, you know, here we are on the date and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, for as horrible dates that I've had in the past, I've never been stood up, which is a good thing.
That's good. I think sometimes it would have been better if you were stood up. I wish you could see Becca's face. It's very...
Okay. All right. All right. So
it's just very intense.
Well,
this is an intense show, so I think it fits.
Oh, yeah. It's super intense.
Super intense.
Oh, my God. Well, we were stood up today, you guys.
We were stood up.
We were stood up.
Our feelings are hurt.
And you know what's funny is this woman contacted us and asked to be on the show. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to protect her now. There's nothing. This is just true facts.
I looked into her.
She was great. I wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, but she called us. And I'm just thinking like, you know, here we are on the date and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, for as horrible dates that I've had in the past, I've never been stood up. Which is a good thing.
That's good. I think sometimes it would have been better if you were stood up. I wish you could see Becca's face. It's very funny.
I'm hanging my head in shame. Okay, well, thank you. I asked for one of those.
And you got one.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Except I think you were really broom-ing yourself.
Yeah.
I was.
All right. I think that even though she didn't show up and she stood us up, she was going to talk about something that we started talking about, which is self-empowerment.
Right.
And I think, I personally think that this is, especially for me in my life right now, I think it's a really important topic, especially for women everywhere who kind of are clueless like me about tools and stuff like that. I guess what, other than tools and power tools and knowing how to fix your car and all that, whatever, like, and how to take your license plate off and reinstalling it, as you showed me how to do last year, and shooting a gun. I think that all fits into one category.
Yes, license plates and gun shooting.
Yes.
What other stuff can people do, women do to empower themselves?
Okay. So first of all, what is empowerment, right? And you're right. We were going to talk about this with our guest. She's created her own little system and stuff, but I don't know, you know, she's off reading it somewhere, I suppose. that deserves a boom-cha. Thank you.
Jeez. Sorry.
Wait a minute.
What am I supposed to have my finger on this button the entire hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's like a tap dancer.
Yay!
Yes, that's what I want.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, I love the topic because there are certain words that have just become buzzwords that then become meaningless because we hear them over and over and over again, like self-empowerment and what does it really mean? And I think what it really means is belief in yourself that whatever the world throws at you or whatever moment you find yourself in, you can navigate it and you can...
With grace and confidence.
You can navigate it and not be fearful that you're less than or that you don't know enough or that you don't have what it takes. You know, we are all beginners at something. We are all novices at something. We are all, there's all of us have something out there that we are naive to, that we don't know anything about. And all it requires is opening your mind and learning a bit of the language of that thing. So for instance, Becca had to change her license plate. You brought it up, so now it's fodder on the table. Becca had to change her license plate. She moved to L.A. She moved from the East Coast, and now she got her new license plate. She was all excited, and she came to me with it, and she was like, will you help me do this? I'm like, you can do it. Now go outside, just take a look at it, and tell me what you see. She came in, and I was like off doing something else. She came in the house 3-4 times, fidgeted around in my toolbox. I finally went outside, and I was like, okay, what's happening here? And there's nuts and bolts holding in her screwdriver, her license plate, but she's got like a Phillips head screwdriver. And she's like poking at it and tapping on it. And like,
it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, Becca. The tool you had looked nothing like the bolt you had to deal with.
And okay, I needed a socket wrench, okay? That's what I needed, but I didn't know
that
I needed.
And it's okay.
Right. And I didn't know what a socket wrench was. All right? I'm saying it. I'm admitting it to the whole world that listens.
Well, look.
I didn't know what a socket wrench was, but now I do. And I feel empowered about it.
Now, what makes you feel empowered?
Because I can look at the socket wrenches and say, hey, I'm in Home Depot. Are those socket wrenches there, Mr. Home Depot employee? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, cool. And then I just...
Okay, so you can have an informed conversation about things?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, right.
And I can also, like, actually fix something or
I just want to encourage everyone, when there's something you're afraid of, something that you don't know about, and we talk about this in terms of other cultures and people, too, like if you're homophobic or if you don't like people of another race, it all, a lot of everything that comes down to human beings and their behavior is fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think self-empowerment is about ripping the veils off of things that we don't know about.
It's about immersion. It's about saying, you know, like, this is something small, but for me, it was like a big step. I don't like taking classes. I'm a big ick. I don't like classes. I don't like being...
It kind of backfired on you, though.
That's what makes it comedy. Sorry.
Yes, I know. But I've never enjoyed that type of structure. And I ended up taking like a boot camp class and I figured out that I loved it. And so I was, it's because I tried it. Then when I got to the gym, I was like, I want to try this class. I want to try that class. I want to try this
class.
Now,
what do you think in retrospect was the reason why you thought you weren't going to like it?
Because I don't like feeling structured like that. I don't like that type of structure.
You like to be in control of the situation?
Yes, Becca.
Maybe.
Thank you for analyzing me.
Sorry.
That's a shocker.
Just making
it. But I found through immersing myself in it that I liked it better, and all the mystery and the fear of what I didn't know went away.
Exactly.
Something that simple made a huge difference.
I have a question.
Quest away.
Okay. Well, I think something that I have a lot of fear about is career stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I know, a new topic, but maybe we can get into it on another show. And last summer, I had a horrible internship that was horribly abusive. And talk about immersion. I was immersed in that situation.
Yes, you were.
A year later, I, in the last 2 weeks, have been having PTSD nightmares, including last night. What do you think that's about?
You mean about that internship?
About the internship. Twice. I'm back in the internship dealing with, like, back in that situation. Now, how do people empower themselves after a negative situation with something like that, do you think?
Well, I think you take a situation like that and you look at that internship and you take up, you know, now that you have it in retrospect, and you look at the pieces of it that made you feel, you know, made you feel beaten up, made you feel abused. In retrospect, you can look at it and, okay, people said things to you, obviously, that weren't nice, or people tore you down, or people criticized you. And then the thing to look at in that moment is how it landed on you. Mm-hmm. Because the very same internship with the very same people might not do to someone else what it did to
Absolutely.
You, which was, for you, it took a real toll on your self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go back, now that you have some distance from it, it's not so hard, as hard to talk about as it was during the time, and I would really examine what it felt like in those situations. Because once you can understand that and you can put words to it, you can understand you better mm-hmm. in that situation. This mm-hmm. is the, I mean, it's not really as though you had any control over the other people.
Right.
But we need to get understanding about the parts of ourselves that are still a mystery. And mm-hmm. so we just need to be able to take a look at it and start to put those pieces together.
That's very good, honey.
Why, thank you.
So that's it for this week's show. We will be back next week. And that's all I have to say about that.
And scene. Okay. Guys, if you're listening on LA Talk Radio Live, this is where we say goodbye for now. If you're listening on CBS New Sky Radio or virtually anywhere else, stay tuned. We have some cool music from Lori Michaels coming up for you, Living Our Life Out Loud.
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, Sue.
You're on.
You're listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
listening to Kathy is in the Kathy DeBono Show.
Kathy DeBono Show.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.